Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
All right, good afternoon.
Spiegel and Company.
We're Spiegs.
I'm right here.
Afternoons on the Score.
Dave Wanstead.
I can't believe that Michigan, the quarterback that's starting for him now, help me out. What's his name? He is.
Help him for Christ's sake.
Not J.J. McCarthy.
No, he's been a four-year walk-on for him.
Drew Henson.
Yes. No.
And this kid's a great kid, a good player, but all the talk was that they were going to start the young kid, Orgy.
That's a terrible name.
Davis Warren.
Davis Warren, but they were not.
Did you say Orgy? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's his last name.
Can you just be nice
after 7 o'clock after dinner? It turns into Caligula around here, trust me.
Yeah. Shane, can you check on that please for me?
No. Wait. Can I finish my sentence?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I got distracted by the orgy in Michigan.
I'm trying to say something.
That's why I'm
concrete here, okay?
Why are they having a damn orgy in such a dump then? I thought this kind of thing went down in like somebody's elegant mansion. I was looking forward to that.
No.
Nobody's going to have an orgy in their mansion all over their nice furniture. I mean, that doesn't make sense. Well, no, it doesn't. That's a really good point.
I'm concerned about the quarterback position.
Yeah.
All right.
I would be too. But I mean, with the tailgating and the orgy and the everything, it's
enough.
It's just enough. I agree.
Orgy.
I can't. I'm not an orgy guy. Don't you know what it means to become an orgy guy? It changes everything. I have to dress different. I have to act different. I have to grow a mustache and get all kinds of robes and lotions and. I need a new bedspread, new curtains. I'd have to get thick carpeting and weirdo lighting. Of course, I'd have to get new friends. I'd have to get orgy friends.
An orgy.
Spiegel and Company.
Nobody get that phone. We got company.
Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Apologies to Alex Orgy, the quarterback for the Michigan Wolverines. I didn't know he existed. Now I do, and I'm a big fan.
Now you do. You're a big fan.
Huge fan.
Yeah, that poor kid.
I mean, I always have been in theory.
He's been going through his entire life. I'm sure that's not the first time that anybody has gone that way with his name.
Did you get it as a kid in any way? Neither David nor Haw really lend themselves to derision.
Oh, you could really mispronounce my last name, though.
Haw.
Been Hoff, Hog, Ho.
Oh, yeah. Ho.
Yeah.
That's a stretch. I guess.
Yeah, by non-English speakers, for sure.
Half by, as in laugh. They thought it would be like, laugh, you know?
I mean, Matt rhymed with fat, which was not great as a kid growing up. That was a pretty easy one,
right.
You know, for just about anybody. And I said, Mom, stop that. It's not nice.
Nothing rhymes with Spiegel. It's like orange.
Spiegel, there was a watch band, Spiedel watch bands. Do you remember,
those, yeah.
Yeah. So they used to give me that every once in a while. Hmm. Yeah, all right. Well, I'm glad we did this. That's David Haw, who's joining us. He is the end company from Spiegel & Company.
Spiegel & Company.
Spiegel & Company.
Spiegel & Company.
This is a new thing, right? Yes. This is like a new second day. Is this the second day of the corporation?
Yes, second day.
Did you get an LLC and all that?
It's a great question. You know? We're not an LLC yet or a
trademark.
What is it? A 101c3?
We're certainly a nonprofit for the radio station. I'll tell you that.
It's 501c3.
501c3. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know what the 101c3 is.
I don't know.
But I pity your accountant right now.
It's the entry level to the 501c3.
It's the first level. It's four levels less. That's right. Than the 501c3.
Okay. But this is charity. Okay.
This is, yeah.
I'm here. This is a charitable gesture.
Here's how you know we're a non-for-profit Spiegel & Company, is that we don't have an HR department. Like, we don't have anybody who works in HR.
Here's another way that we know this is charitable and not-for-profit. There was no water to be found. Shane's like, oh, yeah. Oh, wait, okay, this is on Shane.
Does Dustin provide you water?
I take that back. I'm not throwing shade at
Shane yet. What kind
of
show is getting run in the morning?
Ryan Porth. How about Ryan Porth?
Oh, I'm with you.
So
now I'm with you.
He's like, you want pizza? You got pizza? You want pizza? Like, yeah, hey, I'm coming back. You know, I'm between shows. I had some things to do. I come back. He's like, hey, you want some pizza? Yeah, awesome pizza. Thanks, Ryan. Here's a piece of pizza.
There you go. Look at this.
There was no water to be found.
Ryan Porth has delivered you a cold water.
That's such a Mitch move right there, isn't it?
Well, he learned from the best.
That's such a Mitch move.
He learned from the best.
Opens the door, hands me some water as I'm speaking and disparaging him.
And it's a cold one. Does Ryan have a fridge in his office?
Ryan has a single bottle water fridge in his office. It's the stupidest thing. David, you're failing to mention that I did go and find a bottle of water for you.
I was getting there.
It didn't sound like
it. I was getting there. We got 4 hours. Easy, Shane.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Don't rush me. Don't remind you.
Don't rush.
Mean?
Don't rush, David. He's made that mistake before. He's Taylor Dane, for God's sake. Texter wants to know when Chelios is coming on.
You know, he'd come on. Although he starts his weekend a Wednesday morning about 8:45.
Yeah.
Right. Before our segment.
Who's having a better time, Chelios or Jimmy Johnson?
It's hard to say. I say Chelly.
You think so? Yeah.
Yes, I think Chelly.
Because Jimmy's still working a little bit.
And Chelly's still got some years on Jimmy.
Yes, he does.
And Chelly knows how to have fun. He knows everybody. He's definitely in shape. Are you kidding me?
He's a freaking dynamo, man. That weekend of his jersey retirement, he went harder than anybody I've ever seen at any age. And he's still hanging tough.
He is hanging tough. He's a great guest every Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. We're lucky.
So here's my question. Because we had a lot of things to do a lot of places we want to go.
Some serious radio to do.
Oh, my God. It's going to be hardcore. It's going to be great. It's going to be so much better than what you guys do in the morning. No, I'm just kidding. So here's my question. When are we doing that? Here's my question. Were you a part of Cap and Company? Might be the only crossover.
Please. Are you kidding me?
No.
I'll try not to be insulted over the next 3.5 hours.
I don't know.
But you won't say anything to me over the next 3.5 hours that is more insulting.
Okay. I'm having trouble with the timelines on this stuff.
No, I was not. Cap and I had our show. It was Cap and Hall.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
On the game.
On the game.
On the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on TV.
Oh, yes. Excuse me.
CSN Chicago. We were simulcast.
Okay. I'm sorry, David.
Who's your update anchor a lot of the time?
That would be Mark Carmen.
Look at that. See?
Mark Carmen, good old Carm.
And now those entertainment and sports talk assets are spread throughout the Chicagoland
landscape.
That's
where I first met Shane.
Really?
Yeah, first met Shane when he was working at WGN.
I started at the game, and then it shut down 3 days later, and then they kept me at GN. Yeah.
Wow.
Quite the origin story. Orgy story.
The orgy story. Right now, please, say it right.
Whoa.
Orgy.
Please, say it right.
How uncomfortable was Dave Wanstead yesterday?
With the orgy stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. He seemed to be pretty comfortable with it. And with the conversation. No, Wani's the best. You know that.
Yeah.
Let me say this, in all seriousness.
I think he took this. His appearance yesterday was great for his fifth job.
Unbelievable. Yesterday, I think we were his fourth job of the day. You think we were his fifth of the day yesterday? It's possible.
Trying to do the math. I mean, he had
Pro Football Weekly.
Pro Football Weekly.
Big Ten Network.
Big Ten Network. He's on NBC.
On Sunday night.
Sunday Sports Sunday. He's on Marquee Sports
Marquee.
Network. 33rd team.
Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah, that is a busy, busy man right
Morning
there.
Morning show.
Tuesday. Would you have ever guessed that, by the way? That when Dave was the head coach?
No, but it just goes to show you, people can definitely reinvent themselves. Not to say that Dave had a long way to go, but you would never guess. He was a grinder. This is a guy that was a consummate football coach. He would watch tape. He worked all the hours. And I don't think that he viewed his role as a spokesman for the team, whether it was the Bears, the Dolphins, or Pitt, in the same way. And his view of the media has changed and evolved over the years.
Let me say this in all seriousness. There are certain times in your life as sports media where you are feeling young, you are feeling a little bit out of place, and wondering about your spot in the landscape. And every once in a while, somebody will commit an act of kindness that leaves a mark. One of those people for me was Jeff Joniak. When I was, David, a producer for McNeil and Boers back in the day, I used to cut the open. And it was a similar type role to what Tanny has now. Tanny's far better at it than I ever was. But I used to cut the open,
okay. And
I put a lot of time and effort in it. I really enjoyed doing it. And one time I was at a Bulls game while a producer, but I was media. And I was there, like, you know, eating dinner in the United Center dining room. And I sat down and Jeff Joniak said, "Hey, I don't know you. Who are you?" And I introduced myself. He introduced himself. And I told him what I did, and he said, "That's you who cuts that?" He says, "Do you know that everybody in this town stops what we're doing and tunes in to that? Keep doing whatever you're doing. Trust your instincts and keep doing what you're doing." And Jeff Joniak showed me that kindness, and I've never, ever forgotten it. And he's a lovely guy every time I've interacted with him.
That's a great story. It does not surprise me a bit.
Right?
Because as much as he made you feel that, you felt special. He singled you out.
Felt welcomed.
I think that there's probably, I don't even put a number on it, but there's other people in the industry, younger people that he has helped and been a mentor to throughout the years that feel the same way. Jeff Joniak's class act all the way.
And there was another time in my life. It was the first summer of the Danny Mac show at the Score here, 2009. And we went to Bears camp. It was my first time ever as credentialed media at Bears camp. And I was standing on the sidelines, and there was David Haw on the sidelines there. And you were a friend to Dan McNeil. You guys knew each other from the region. And I think you were a sometime guest on Mac, Yurko, and Harry, if that's possible.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you work over there. Yes, fill in for those guys.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But we didn't know each other, but I introduced myself, and you said, "Hey." Yeah, he said, hey, Matt, how are you? Take a knee.
That makes me laugh.
You showed me, this is what media does sometimes. We take a knee
right on
the sidelines. So we're not in the way of the fans who are there to watch.
Right.
But we're still in our spot where we can see what's going on in practice, when you used to be able to sit and just watch it up close.
I miss those days. I miss those days.
But you and I took a knee, and you were just talking to me about the media and the industry and Mac, and you were so kind and so warm that meant a lot to me then. And it has meant a lot to me forever. So,
thanks, Matt.
So we kid each other. We mess with each other. Yeah. I take shots every once in a while. But please know there's a genuine affection and appreciation for you, for me.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I kind of remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. Because those were the days that I was at the Tribune and doing radio kind of on the side. So you have to know a little bit about everyone in every medium, right?
Yes.
And I was friends with Mac from the region.
Yeah.
How's Mac doing these days?
I think he's doing all right.
He's probably listening now.
Yeah, probably is.
Yeah.
We text every once in a while. But yeah, so it's interesting. So even as you're talking about how preseason is not rough and tumble the way it used to be, and not necessarily getting these guys ready the way it used to be, part of my brain goes to the stories from Mac and others back in the day about Platteville, Wisconsin. And part of my brain goes to simply not that long ago in 2010, where I was interacting with you.
Get into the football part of that conversation. I think that there's got to be a happy medium. It can't be as hands-off as it is right now. I just don't think you get good at playing football by practicing football, right? By playing more football.
Mm-hmm.
And taking days off. How much time was there between the Bears' last meaningful, significant action and contact and their first real NFL preseason or regular season game? Too long. So it's just when the speed of the game is something that Dave Wannstedt talks about, the adjustment, you saw it all over the league with guys who have been in the league for a long time.
Yeah.
So it can't be what it used to be in Platteville. It can't even be what it was even in Bourbonnais. But I don't think that this way is working either. And they're going to go to 18 games. They're going to reduce the preseason even more. And I understand why they're doing it, but get used to some really bad football. What the Bears opener against the Titans really was, and I've said this on the morning show this week, was their fifth preseason game. It felt like that offensively. And defensively, they dominated because the defenses are going to be ahead of the offenses because the preseasons don't give teams enough time to get their offenses in rhythm.
So this morning, Chris Nowinski, or I guess a couple hours ago now, Chris Nowinski was on with Bernsey and Marshall Harris talking about concussions in light of the Tua Tagovailoa injury last night. And Nowinski was asked by Marshall, what would you change? And one of the things he said he would change is youth football and high school football and college football go to much less physicality like the NFL has. So I thought of this conversation you and I are having, that the NFL is, there's a players union who has demanded you go to the amount of physicality that they have right now, which a lot of football people are upset with. And Nowinski's there saying that's what college needs to do. That's what high school needs to do and youth needs to do. So you've got a sport, as you know, at cross purposes of trying to protect its players and also trying to give you the best product.
Without a doubt. And I think that you can be responsible in the way that you teach the sport at the lowest levels. And I think that that can continue as you get from high school to college to the NFL. And there are ways to run the football and not drop your head in the way that, I'm not putting this on Tua, but when he dropped his head, he made himself prone to the kind of injury that he suffered. You also, now we have seen guys tackling much differently without the use of their helmet, and they're paying the price in college if you do. Targeting is an ejection immediately. I hate that rule, but I understand why you have it. You can have contact without absorbing blows to the head. It increases it certainly, and I don't know if it's idealistic to think that you can still have tackle football or still have contact to the extent that we do without risking concussions. There's got to be a way that you are legislating the game to make it safer without taking away the part that draws so many eyeballs to it. America loves violence.
Yes, we do.
So this is a violent sport. So the people that are saying, you know what, Tua, retire. He needs to retire. He needs to walk away are the same people that can't wait for the biggest hit of the day tomorrow.
Hey, man, as a guy who loves baseball, what I love about football that's so different is the inherent risk of life-changing injury on every single play. It adds a gravitas to every play and every game in a way that is very, very unique. So I hear what you're saying. Let's put a pin on this, and we'll get back to Tua at some point and concussions at some point. But coming up next, David Haugh, there is a specific game from C.J. Stroud's season last year that I haven't been able to get out of my head all week long. And it is the Caleb dream. So we'll discuss that next on 670 The Score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Right of the gun, empty backfield after motion. First down to the Bucks 15. 10 seconds to go. CJ gets the snap. CJ looking, throwing to the end zone. Drops a
dead. Yes! Yes!
Takes the lead.
Yes!
Excel with the reception. Rock and roll. My goodness. What a comeback.
Go Cougs.
Are you kidding?
That is the defining moment of the welcome to Houston, CJ Stroud. That is the moment. Right there.
Man, that is the Houston Texans radio call of the Texans pulling ahead of the Tampa Bay Bucks last year. It would make the Texans 4-4. It would make the Bucks 3-5. A game in which Baker Mayfield was a stud on his way to a tremendous year, the best year of his career, in fact. And a game in which C.J. Stroud was absolutely dominant. It's Spiegel & Company. David Haugh is working a double, and God love him for it. On that day, C.J. Stroud was 30 of 42 for 470 yards, 5 touchdowns, and no interceptions. I was at a bar that day watching every game at once and locked and loaded for most of that second half of C.J. Stroud. He came out after the after halftime. They were down 20 to 10. Here are the drives for the Texans in that second half. 75-yard touchdown. 6 plays, 79 yards, touchdown. 9 plays, 52 yards, touchdown. 7 plays, 64 yards, field goal. 1 3-and-out that had 2 holding penalties on it. And then 6 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. That was Stroud. And I remember thinking, holy bejesus, this kid is for real and winning shootouts in the NFL.
They scored 29 points in the second half. So when you do that, you're like playing arena football. It's video game stuff. It was defining for his rookie season. He had a rookie season unlike most every other rookie quarterback. His season last season was one of the best ever for a rookie. That goes without saying. But what that did, and I know why you bring it up, because number one, you're going to see him Sunday night against the Bears. Secondly, you want to see that from Caleb Williams.
At some point this year, I don't know when it's going to happen, David.
That's the key thing, is like the of all the numbers, and they're eye-popping. They're unbelievable completion, 30 of 42 and all the touchdowns and all the yards. But the most significant number on that box score or recorded in the play-by-play is the date, November 5th. November 5th. We're looking at the calendar. It's Friday the 13th. It's week 2. Caleb Williams was really bad in week 1, failed to live up to expectations and the hype that we gladly created and leaned into. By November, I'm not saying he's going to throw for 474 yards or whatever that C.J. Stroud had on that day.
470 that day.
Okay, but he is going to be in a position. I still think he can put himself in a position, despite what happened in the opener, to be prolific. And that's all you're looking for. Prolific, productive, and protect the football.
So they're very different situations. They had nothing to lose. They're just going all out with an undermanned roster and letting Stroud throw it as many times as he wanted to, as they needed to. And the Bears are a better roster, who will probably ask less of Caleb Williams along the way, especially early, than the Texans asked of C.J. Stroud. And yes, that was later on in the year. But I will say, week 2 last year against the Colts for C.J. Stroud, 30 of 47 for 384, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. So he showed a big old jump in week 2. Again, production needed in a 31-20 game.
Yeah, I think that's a better comp and also not a more reasonable expectation. I don't think that Caleb Williams is going to throw for 384 on the road against the Texans on Sunday night. If he does, then Monday is going to be a lot of fun in Chicago. I think all you're looking for is the type of incremental progress that you expect from week 1 to week 2. It is the steepest improvement in when you talk about going from the opener to the next week, the expectation is that you're going to improve more that week than any other this season. So now you've got to see Caleb Williams not missing these long throws. Now you've got to see some more consistency with the offensive approach from your offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to manage his anxiety better and be the kind of quarterback that we saw in glimpses of the preseason. If he can do that, regardless of the numbers, you're going to, and even if the outcome is not what you want, if from a Bears fan perspective, if they lose and Caleb Williams plays well, that's going to be an outcome you can live with.
So there's a lot there, and we'll have a chance to talk about all of it during the course of the day. It's interesting to think about how we dissect everything Caleb Williams says after doing the same with Justin Fields, after doing the same with Mitch Trubisky. And with that in mind, Tanny went back and listened to C.J. Stroud postgame from that day, 8 or 9 weeks into his rookie season, okay? and he shows up and wins a barn burner like that. Now with a few really good games under his belt, let's see if we hear anything in CJ Stroud in week 9 that gives us an indication of the kind of things we ought to be waiting for to hear from Caleb Williams at some point this year if a game of that magnitude comes about.
I'll say Thursday at practice. We practiced really hard. That was a day like we were connecting a little bit, and honestly, we hit. I had a drive where I missed 2 throws to Tank. Like, he burnt the dude, and then he ran. He was wide open, and I missed 2 throws. And I remember, like, on Wednesday, I missed 2 throws that practice, I think 2. And I remember, like, everybody coming up to me, and they did the same thing this game. Like, man, you got this, bro. Like, you one of the best quarterbacks in this league. You're going to figure it out. And that just right there helped me a lot. But, like, I say right when we came out to half and Noah had that long touchdown. But for me, that wasn't the special moment. Like, throwing it, him running, I think Tank's block, like, shows you, like the love that we have for each other and the love for the next guy to make the play. And him not being the biggest guy, he's going to go shoot his gun, though, and try to get a block. So, man, shout out to his – at the time, I don't think he had a whole bunch of catches or anything. And then the next drive, he eats. So, like, our offense, man, it's structured for everybody to eat. So you can't just, like – double Nico, you can't double Noah, you can't double Tank, because somebody going to eat, Dalton going to eat, or Beck, or anybody, you know, Hutch, like, somebody's going to come in and it's next man up. And
so that's C.J. Stroud. That was the day that Nico Collins, who's the one who got paid the most, right, in the offseason,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
had 54 yards. 3 other dudes had more than 100. Noah Brown, Dalton Schultz, and Tank Dell, who he's talking about there.
This is what's really interesting about C.J. Stroud as we study him, listen to him from last year. Number one, the beauty of what he accomplished is that so much of it was organic. So much of it was unexpected. In terms of what we're studying here, the leadership piece, the way that he commanded himself and comported himself behind the microphone, that wasn't what you expected for him from him coming in. Now, I'm not going to say I watched every Ohio State football game or heard him after those games, but remember, let's go back to the post-combine, pre-draft.
Yeah.
He was chastised for not being the kind of quarterback that you wanted to, that you can envision being a franchise guy by some franchises because of the silliness and one of those test scores.
The C2 test
and it's kinds of things that are intangibles. The kind of things that, frankly, Caleb Williams is great at. Caleb Williams is the first NIL era quarterback to come in here and to be a star, a celebrity, a made man, a millionaire before his first snap. So Caleb Williams is poised and polished and all the things that we didn't expect from C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
That helped him grow as a quarterback. And it was authentic and organic and it was unexpected. The other thing, Matt, is that as we refer to C.J. Stroud as this grizzled veteran, the experienced voice, realize that he is only 1 month older than Caleb Williams.
Oh.
1 month older than Caleb Williams. That doesn't seem to be the case when we're saying here all week long, looking at this game, boy, I hope that Caleb Williams can be like C.J. Stroud when he grows up.
Yeah, no, that's funny. It's funny. The one other commonality, by the way, in their numbers, just last year, just 5 interceptions for C.J. Stroud. Caleb Williams never had more than 5 in a college year.
That's interesting.
5 twice at USC, 4 at Ohio State. The rep on Caleb is that he can be productive and not put the ball in harm's way. We'll see. Big game on Sunday night. Having some fun here on a Football Friday that you're listening to, a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and itsnotagameillinois.com. He is David Haw. I am Spiegs. It is Spiegel & Company. You know, sometimes we like to reference things that happen on the morning show. It's rare to have one of the genuine articles here, so we'll do that directly in advance of Mark Grody with tape on the wide receivers coming up later next hour on The Score.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.